This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Wave and a miss, and the inning is over. Nokomis on the board first, though. They lead 1-0. You're listening to High School Baseball on WSMI.
You're busy, but we can help. Bank and Trust Company's mobile banking gives you access to your accounts whenever you want. Check balances, even transfer money between accounts. It's easy, secure, and free. Find our app in the app stores. Bank and Trust Company's mobile banking can help you keep up with your busy life. Bank and Trust Company. Bank different. Bank better.
Kurd's 24-hour heavy and light-duty towing in Litchfield has tires for your car, truck, SUV, and semi. They do exhaust work, offer roadside assistance, machine shop work, and can tow anything from your motorcycle to a fully loaded tractor trailer. When you need a tow, just remember Kurd's Towing, 324-2400.
I'm Bradley Bauer with Drummond Law, and we have been helping the disabled get the benefits they deserve for over 40 years. The attorneys and highly trained staff can help you with every aspect of your disability case. Consultations are free. Call us today at 217-324-2323 or visit us in Litchfield to see if we can help you win your disability case.
You can't do a good job without good equipment. Contractors, Hillsboro Rental is ready to help you. They have all the tools you need to get the job done right. From lifts to bobcats, Hillsboro Rental has everything you need. If you need it, rent it. Call 532-6751 or stop by their location next to the underpass in Hillsboro.
WSMI FM 106.1.
All right, we're back. Sean Bellent, Carl DeBar, and, well, Carl, boy, a great afternoon, and Nokomis being opportunistic.
Yes, they are, and, you know, I didn't get the records, but they were 3-8, and Hillsboro on the year is 500 at 7-7.
So the Toppers, who have been on a good run of late, will get the action here, as second baseman Dylan Small will lead things off. Right-handed batter, slightly open stance, number three, looks at ball one. And again, since we had some issues at the get-go, apparently, I mean, not to put you through radio engineering class, but a port where we plug in the microphone, apparently, not operating, but in case you couldn't hear, because I sound like Don Corleone and the Godfather at the start, offer you can refuse. What a tribute to Grace Herschelman, who passed away, as many of you know, at the age of 9 1/2, and services for her held this morning. They had a moment of silence, and boy, just a great start out here. And now we have an air show on top of it. Here's the 1-0, and that pitch just low and off the corner. And, yeah, the air show is like bonus entertainment.
Yes, it is. And I don't know if it's an air show or if he's spraying the field.
Well, I would think it's an impromptu one, but have a pilot taking some loops here. Here's a pitch in there for a called strike, 2-1 count. Drake Vogel, the shortstop, on deck. Here's a 2-1 to Small. Small reaches low for it, and the count will even up at 2-2. Two offering goes outside, and the count will go full. It has been an adventure today, Carl. I found out the, you know, you want to sound like you've lived here forever when you do this. But here's a pitch. This full count pitch will be fouled out of play. Went to some basketball games over the years at Hillsboro High. Never went to a baseball game. And, well, that's because they don't have baseball games at Hillsboro High, as everyone else but me knew. Why is that man circling the high school? The 3-2 pitch is inside for ball number four, and a free pass issued. Hunter issues the walk, and now standing in, big Drake Vogel, who made a great play on defense there at short, showed some basketball-like vertical there.
Yeah, that was just a great save, kept the runner from getting to third.
Here's a throw to first, back in time. Vogel gets the signs from third base, gets back to the dish. Stance just a tad open. Back half of that foot raised off the dirt, and he is ready to tear into that baseball. Yeah, aircraft doing loops in the outfield, and that's what this late spring's all about. Just kind of a nice breeze. If it was like this every day at Busch Stadium, I think I'd go to more baseball games, but usually I wind up sticking to the seat. Here's a drive foul. And the count, if I'm reading right, 1-2. You get to listen to me do a live eye test this afternoon. Here's a pitch stroked out into shallow left center in for a single, and Vogel gets the first hit of the afternoon for the home team. So Vogel is on with one down. And standing in, Jace Teakin. Pitch catching the outside corner, the first delivery from Hunter in for a called strike. Here comes the 0-1 from the stretch. Runners at first and second both advancing. But having to retreat after the ball goes foul. Got a great jump. All for naught. Another big right-handed batter in there. And another pound of flesh there for a hit by pitch. And the sacks are jammed. And, you know, this is certainly a contrast from Thursday when we had two starting pitchers who worked pretty fast. And Hunter takes his time.
He takes his time. And, you know, every kid's a little different on the pitching part.
Yeah. One of the fascinating parts of the game. Sometimes you get the pitcher who wants to do things at his own speed, and he's contemplates everything, and the other guys just want to go boom, 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 and throw the hitters off balance. The only way that works is the way that works for you, though, I always say. Blaze Helton. And this one catches the inside corner for a called strike. Helton with a big RBI opportunity here early with Hillsborough trailing by one. And a delivery just off the outside corner, and it will even up at 1-1. Helton, the cleanup hitter here this afternoon. Here's a swing and a tip. And 1-2 the count. That's the interesting thing. We had that 2-hour and 40-minute-plus ball game, and that was with a couple of pitchers who just kept bringing it for a 7-inning game. That was a marathon as we brought you Litchfield and Gillespie. Here's a pitch outside, and we'll move the count. to 2-2. Closed stance as the right-handed batter stands in there. Asks for time. The toppers in their orange unis, black sleeves, black lettering. I'm a little... Here's a can of corn. Maybe a little too far for a can of corn, but out flies out to center field. That will be a sack fly. So an RBI there, and we are tied. So that ball carried a little bit and deep enough to move home a run.
Yeah, the center fielder did all he could. Made a pretty strong throw, but the runner beat it out pretty easily.
So now we'll get a left-handed batter in there as Declan Riggs, the first baseman, will go to work here. Righty to lefty. He'll jump on the first pitch. Chopper handled by the second baseman, and boy, that was a beauty. Landon Engelman, 4-3, unassisted.
Well, Sean, the amazing thing was that the runner was going. He was stealing the base. That forced the second baseman to move over to second base, and that's where the line drive went right to him.
They say you hit the ball sometimes right at people. So, boy, Hillsborough with a golden opportunity, but a great job on D to steal a couple of runs, most likely at least one. So we have seen the damage cut short. Tied at one after one inning of play. You're listening to High School Baseball on WSMI. And sophomore Ryan Eisenbarth, left-handed batter, will stand in there for the Redskins of Nokomis. Open stance as we are tied at one after one inning of play. Nokomis and Hillsborough here at the sports complex. Here's a pitch that goes wide from Jace, and nice job by the backstop, Helton, to range to get it. Not that there would be much consequence, but, you know, save some. It just still looks nice. And, you know, that can translate to big plays later. Here's a drive in the dirt over to second, fielded cleanly, and a 4-3 putout, and quickly one down. All right, Hunter. All right, yell at me if I screw this up, but Hunter Brewers? Brewers? Brewers, see? That's why you check with the family. Hunter Brewers, because I went to the high school instead of the athletic complex. You know, have to do your homework. Hunter Brewers. Put this on the blooper reel. I just wish it was a shorter reel. Here's a pitch in there for a called strike. As the count evens up at 1-1, he looked at ball one, right-handed batter. Pitch just off the corner, 2-1. And knowing the family's behind me, I'm less likely to say anything bad about the performance of Hunter, because because not only are they close, but they're behind me. Here's a chopper to short, and that one will go 6-3. And I just want to say Hunter did a great job on that.
Yes, he did for sure. And Drake Vogel made a good play at short for the Hilltoppers.
I just want to say the family made no threats against me on just being proactive. Here we go with Johnson in there. Johnson standing in. Cade. Foot patrol left field today. Here's the first pitch outside. And a 1-0 count. And a stance closed just a tad. Pitch in there for a called strike, evens up at 1-1. Yeah, great day to have the lawn chairs, and what a value. Here's a shot. That will go foul. Had to watch out for the youngsters. Had some eyes out here for that foul ball as it went awry a little bit. Righty to lefty once again. Here's a swing and a miss. and he'll go down on strikes. And that was a quick 1-2-3 inning. Nice work again from Hunter.
Yeah, nice work. And, of course, Jace picked up his second K in this game, so Hillsboro's off to a pretty good start, too.
And if his family was here, I would say they're proud of him. Oh, they are here. 1.5 in the books. We are tied at 1. Hillsboro coming up in the bottom of the second. You're listening to High School Baseball on WSMI. Welcome back as we are here at the sports complex. Hillsboro, I'm telling you, they not only have a good baseball team, but they got an offensive line in case a game of football breaks out. As you got Big Ian Malloy standing in there, the DH. There's a pitch on the outside corner for a called strike. Hope he's not looking for my lunch money. That would, I wouldn't like my odds. 0-1 count. And this pitch catches the inside corner. Pretty generous on the corner so far. And that's not a criticism.
No, we like the big strikes on, let's face it, especially in high school ball.
You set the tone, you set the boundaries, let guys know where they are, and they get to follow them. It's pretty simple formula. Pitch downstairs in for ball one. 1-2. As Malloy will get back to business. And he'll reach out and stroke the ball foul. Malloy up for the first time today. Number 6 hitter in the lineup. Here's the pitch, and this one is chopped to third, and it will be close. But a 5-3 put out a good throw there from Eisenbarth. So Malloy's retired for the first time today. And Aiden Grossenheider will move up to the dish. Aiden patrolling center field today. First delivery to Hayden. Fouled back to the screen. Here's the 0-1. And a wave and a miss. Changing speeds nicely there. Now, the interesting thing, it seems like the bats don't have the ping they used to.
Well, they did. I think they eliminated some of the, you know, they had to make them more safe.
Yeah.
So I believe that's taken away that ping.
Oh, there's a pitch just off the corner. And Hayden looking at that one. That one was, a matter of millimeters, I think. That was one of those borderline pitches. He hangs in there. 1-2. Pitch down the heart of the plate, and he will shoot it in out of the reach of the second baseman in the right field for a single. So a nice job of hitting there in a 1-2 hole. By Hayden, as he gets a hit in his first trip to the plate. Now here's Devin Spicer working the hot corner today. Another right-handed batter for Hillsboro, number 7. Open stance. Airplane still doing its loops. And there's a drive just foul, just wide of first base. But this is a great venue, first time here. They really know what they were doing when they put this sports complex together.
Oh, yeah, they did a great job. You got, of course, your softball back there. You have three fields of another field of baseball. And then, of course, you got the soccer fields out to the south part of this complex.
Back at it here as there's a throw to first, and a runner retreats. Pitch upstairs, a runner on the go, and he's out of there. Nice toss from the catcher as Lions Brenton Lyons gets a good toss down there to second base. And two down with a runner still. Wondering what could have been as he loses a chance to go to scoring position. Here's the first pitch and a wave and a miss by Devin. Thrown out, stealing. Pitch inside, just off the corner. Back to the full wide with no base runners on. Kicks and pitches. Shot back to the screen. Right at you, Carl.
Yep, I do like the screen. I'll guarantee you that.
And I can testify that Carl didn't flinch for a moment. That's a battle-hardened color commentator, my friends. We'll do it again. As Spicer takes a look at a pitch just off the inside corner. Boy, another one of those could have gone either way calls.
Yeah, he kind of almost wanted to do the swing, too, so you can tell he almost thought he had a strike on him.
Payoff pitch on the way. Shot upstairs and inside, and a free pass issued to Spicer. So with two down, Hillsborough once again has a base runner on. Drew Willman now standing in there, number nine hitter, left fielder. Trying to keep the inning alive for the top of the order. Right-handed batter, slightly closed stance. And here comes the pitch from the stretch. Oh, that pitch just missing. Right there in the vicinity of the letters. We are in the bottom of the second inning, tied at one, both teams scoring a run apiece on the first. Nokomis at Hillsborough here on a Saturday afternoon. Here's a pitch downstairs, a swing and a miss for Willman. Number 22. I'm always partial to that number. Reminds me of Jack Clark. Here's a swing and a miss, took something off. That was a wicked pitch.
Well, he kind of swung like Jack on that one, but he didn't make contact.
So here we go. He's in the hole right now. 1-2 count. Rowers brings that plate word, and he looks at strike three. And out of the inning, we are tied at one after two complete as Hillsborough and Nokomis battle here on a Saturday. You're listening to High School Baseball on WSMI.
You know that for over 100 years, Litchfield National Bank has been a sound, secure place to bank. The friendly bank in the middle of the block knows you're busy. That's why they have mobile banking. Download the app, check your balance, apply for a car loan, even deposit your check by phone. Download it at iBankLNB.com. Litchfield National Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Well, we're ready for the top of the third. As Austin Thornton will stand in, the third baseman. Takes a look at ball one. Falls a bell back. But the ball goes back to the screen. I had to turn away a minute. Not fouled. Gets out of the reach of the catcher, and it's 2-0. Thornton with his first at-bat on the afternoon. Right-handed batter. Stance barely closed. and looks at ball three. Gets the signs from third. Most likely will keep the bat on the shoulder here. And as he does, ball four comes downstairs and away, and Thornton will head over to first base. So that will bring us back to the top of the order. As Brenton Lyons will stand in, the catcher today. And a pitch downstairs and away, 1-0. Jace gets a sign, and Lyons steps out of the batter's box and takes a little advice, and we'll get back to it now. Pitch inside, 2-0. Right now, Jace trying to find his own here a little bit in the third.
Jace had two strikeouts earlier in this game, but here he's missing the strike zone quite a bit.
So the 2-0 pitch on the way to Lyons. This one downstairs, 3-0. And this is baseball. It's not charity. They're not going to help you out.
No, they won't help you out. I believe he's pretty much lost his release point because he's throwing in the dirt half the time.
You know who always had a good release point? My ex-girlfriends. Nobody does it better.
I can believe that, Sean.
Here's a pitch outside. You know, and it gets all human resourcey. A pair of walks now, runners at first and second. And we'll have a little conference. But pitching is not exactly an easy art. You're doing it. You take a break. You take might be a 5-minute break, might be a 20-minute break. Hard to get in the rhythm sometimes. But if you're looking for an easy job on the diamond, it's not on the mound.
No, not that one or catching, either one. I think you look at those two as probably the worst jobs you got on the baseball field.
I watch a catcher, my knee and my back hurt.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about it. And how many foul tips are you going to take every single game in the face mask there?
I was trying to block that out of my mind. So, we are back to the business of baseball as Almond stands in for the second time today. And he dances away from an inside pitch, 1-0. And another pitch outside and away. And, I know they talk about body language, but the frustration is quite visible right now.
Well, you hoped his coach would have been able to show him something, but so far it doesn't look like it helped him any.
It can turn on a dime, though, get the right pitch at the right time, and this pitch outside. And, you know, you talk about a release point, and I wonder, too, if it's a little bit of delivery coming off the mound. It seems like he's coming a little left as far as the landing point for that lead foot.
Yeah, you got to wonder if he's trying to make adjustments for how his ball's releasing from his hand, but there's a good one.
Yeah, and that seemed like he had
right.
The right release.
And he looks more comfortable after he released it, too. You're right, he's kind of stepping off the mound a little different than he was earlier in the ballgame.
So here comes the 3-1 delivery, this one upstairs and inside. And another walk issued, but hopefully for Jace it's a building block to get a strike. And, boy, that is the most hopeless feeling. This is another reason why I'm not a fan of, I mean, not to talk about Major League Baseball here this afternoon, but I'm not a fan of this business of keeping a guy out there to face three batters. I mean, you got a young pitcher up the minors, the weight of the world on their shoulders, and you're going to keep them out there like they're in Death Valley, California, without any water.
Well, I could even go to that Cardinal pitcher when he hit, I forget who he was, but he hit him, and you could tell he was visually shook, and they should have just been able to take him out right then because of that.
I mean, it's hard enough to make it, especially when you're a bullpen guy the ultimate, much like a kicker, you can't be the hero, only the goat, unless if you're that big closer comes in with all the hype like Trevor Hoffman and Hell's Bells and all that. And we have ourselves a pitching change. And we got the, you know, it's like umpires can almost be like an airport director as they do the rerouting and a little triple switch there as the new pitcher moves onto the mound from shortstop.
It'll be Drake Vogel coming in from short to pitch. And I believe third baseman Devin is heading over to short. But I'm not sure where Tekin went to.
Everybody's got new neighbors, let's put it that way. And Vogel doesn't walk into an easy situation here with the bases loaded. And Engelman stands in. Landon Engelman, second baseman, who, boy, made a huge play on defense on that unassisted double play. Looks at a pitch. Outside for ball one. Bases loaded, all walks. You know, it's tough. You know, basketball, there are four teammates on the floor with you. Pitch outside. In football, you could, you know, people could look at the defense, and if you're the quarterback, the defensive line's coming at you. And as a pitcher, the eight other guys on the field, the man, you know, the skipper in the dugout, the guys in the dugout, you know, it's like all in your hands, and that's a frustrating thing, and I think that really adds to that pressure. The psychology of pitching, it is a load. In a right now 3-1 count, as we're trying to avoid a bases loaded walk on the Hillsboro side of things, but that is exactly what happens. As Engelman gets the base on balls, always tough to come in cold to a bases loaded, nobody out situation.
No doubt about it. That's your worst relief pitching fear is come in, nobody out, and bases are already loaded. You don't have anybody to give.
Well, jumping on the first pitch there is Cooper Bertolino. Nice drive out there to left center, and that's going to drive home a couple of runs, one run, as they'll hold up here. Three to one, your score. RBI double. Nice drive. Here's a pitch catching the outside corner as they work to old Ricky Matthew, right fielder today. And his pitch just off the corner, 1-1.
So we had a sac fly and RBI, and then you got runners first and second from Nokomis right now, but one out.
Not to have the equivalent of the bowler's excuse shirt, but I'm still learning this business of the scorebook and out. That's why I don't text and drive. Here's a shot. And fielded by the center fielder who drifts out to right center field. So two outs. Apologies for that misstep. Two outs here with a 3-1 lead for Nokomis. Eisenbarth will return here. He'll jump on the first pitch, fouls it. 0-1 count. Vogel in relief from the stretch. Another shot foul. Oh, and 2 count. Seems like Vogel's finding his way.
Well, he's done a pretty good job. If he gets out of this inning with just one run scored, you got to say he did an outstanding job as a reliever.
Vogel winds and fires, trying to close out this inning. Oh, here's a shot right at him. Goes up the box. That was a lethal, lethal shot. The runner coming home, and he will beat the tag. 4-1 to Comas. Boy, just a great play at the plate. I say it's the best play in sports. The throw was on the money. No mistakes made there. The runner did the right thing. The catcher did the right thing. Outfielder did the right thing.
Yeah, that's the key. Everybody did what they were supposed to, and what did you have? A good line drive hit, and Vogel almost got out of this inning, but Nokomis found a way to get that one key hit to get another run home.
So Brower's the pitcher of record standing in there. Throw to second to keep the runner honest. And a delivery downstairs. 2-0. Boy, that was a vicious drive, wasn't it? Right in the vicinity of the pitcher.
Yeah, I'm glad it just didn't hit him because obviously he wasn't going to have time to react to it.
You know, I know they love to do that exit velocity on ESPN. And as many of you know, that exit velocity adds up a little bit. You get a little extra boost from the aluminum.
Well, you get the extra boost, and just off the bat, you're talking a good chance that was over 100 miles an hour when he hits that ball.
3-0 delivery in there for a called strike. And the exit velocity of that one, if he had a stone bat, I think it would have been vicious.
I don't doubt that either. He just really ripped it.
Here's a shot. The right field takes it the other way. This one will drop. It will drive home one, and they're digging for two. Relay to first base. There won't be a throw. And that is a 2 RBI double for Hunter. Nice drive there. Now Johnson in there. Righty to lefty. This one goes outside. Johnson's second trip to the plate today. From the stretch. And inside upstairs, and we'll go to 2-0. And the old courtesy runner coming into play.
Number 11, I do believe.
Oh, there he is, Snodder. Oh, okay. So, Mason Snodder, much like scrubbing bubbles back in the day, he works hard so you don't have to. I love those commercials. You didn't expect a scrubbing bubbles reference, did you?
No, you don't expect that at the ballgame.
Here's a pitch. In there for a called strike, 3-1. Yeah. Here's a shot. Foul. Now that will stay in play. And again, pardon me, I'm getting rid of the sunglasses. Because clearly my sunglasses are just a little too blue blockery today. So that one stays in the infield, and I will once again go back to school and try to read a baseball. But, boy, a productive inning there for the Redskins.
Very big, and it looked like Vogel might get out of that with just that one run. Well, they came through that big hit, the one that almost got the pitcher.
Carl DeVar there, the equivalent of the correction slot in the newspaper. We have him check in at the end of the inning. Hopefully he only has to do that one more time. We'll be back Boy, the Nokomis Redskins with a big inning. They open things up. 6-1 your score as we move to the bottom of the third. You're listening to High School Baseball on WSMI. All right, we are back, and Dylan Small standing in there for Hillsboro as now they suddenly have a 5-run deficit after a difficult top of the third. Looks at a pitch inside low. And a count 2-0. A pitch catching the outside corner in there 2-1. And if I, once again, I'm unable to track the baseball properly, when I say it's about the other car and it's in right field, I'm just going to have the people behind me boo. Is that? Here's a pitch upstairs and on the outside corner and at the letters for a called strike. 2-2. Working to the leadoff hitter here. And a payoff pitch on the way, and that will go downstairs and will walk the leadoff hitter, Dylan Small. And that brings in Vogel, the pitcher of record. You know, the tough thing about having to move him to the mound, you hate losing his defense and his range at short.
Yeah, you lose that. Plus, of course, you know, Deegan was pitching fine. I just think he lost his release point. The coach just had to get him out of there.
Yep, you just got to know when it's time to and live to play another day. Pitch in there for ball one. And 1-0 as Vogel smacks the plate and gets back at it. You know, I like that throw to first back in time. I kind of like that, that I think Yachty and some other guys did that lead foot kind of halfway off the ground and just ready to attack the baseball.
And get a little of your energy going forward to hit it.
And I would think it helps you run to first base, too, get a good jump there. Here's a wave and a miss of a pitch downstairs. Has a nice little sinking pitch there from Hunter.
Well, I'd agree that it might help, but when you're Yachty speed, it doesn't help him any.
Yachty needs all the help he can get.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. I would hate to see him and Pujols in a race. They're both on the slower side of the ledger in MLB. Here we go. Here's a drive, and this one is actually foul going toward the shed. Going out there in the direction of the old Gator. Edis Breeze is perfect, and we got a nice packed house. Great to see that the crowds are able to get back here.
Well, good weather does help that. And, yeah, the last few ball games, we've had real good crowds at them.
Another throw to first. Changes in the CDC guidance help, and nice to see people able to get out a little bit. And, gosh, that crowd I saw the other night for the Litchfield High School play at the Skyview Drive, and that was impressive. Here we go. 1-2 count. As Vogel will look to shorten his swing. And considering he's a fellow with some reach, there's a guy who can get some extension on the baseball.
Yeah, that never hurts. I think the taller you are, the better off you are as a pitcher.
Speaking of extension, he drives it out to center field, a nice liner. And Vogel will reach. He's now 2-for-2 on the afternoon. Now Jace standing in there. Right-handed batter. Tekin stands in. He's also got that foot at the ready. He shows bunt, and this one will go foul off the screen. Sean Blinn and Carl DeBar it's like I'm at the swimming pool and Carl's my lifeguard. He's had to pull me out of the water a couple of times. Oh, am I kidding? 3, 4, 5?
Well, I wouldn't go that far. Just missed one play.
I don't want to be that lifeguard either. No offense to me. I can't swim among other conditions. 0-1. Pitch upstairs evens up at 1-1, and that's the great thing about baseball for some, but for most, it gives me time to throw in stories and bad jokes, and for some people, maybe they enjoy that. Others are probably throwing things at the radio right now. I don't know. We don't have the ability to instantly survey that.
I think most people enjoy a little story, and watch most TV ball games. They do the same thing.
Well, I've got the focus group behind me. I haven't heard them groan yet, but it does happen. 1-1. Here's the pitch to Tekin. And gets a little piece of it. That's of no consequence, as it's 1-2 regardless. And I like this. Number 1, it's orange and black. Number 8, like Cal Ripken Jr. And I went to a high school with orange and black, so not that I'm going to pick sides, per se. Here's a drive to center field, and what a play. Ranging out there, Aumann got a good read on it and had to make a little bit of a jump to haul it in.
Well, that's the second huge play by this Nokomis defense. And you had his jumping catch, and you had that double play, by Engelman. That was very impressive.
So, F8 if you're scoring at home. And they always say that, but does anybody really score at home? That's a creature of habit. So here comes Helton. Big right-handed batter ready for battle. Looks at the pitch, and the runner on the go. Ball 1, and the runner will take second. He had a great job by the catcher to assess the situation. No need to make that throw. Runner was well on his way.
Yeah, they figured their play might be on, so they just threw it back to the pitcher. And if the runner broke from third, you'd have a shot of getting him out.
5-run lead, no need to take any unnecessary chances at this point, and give Hillsborough a boost to get back in the game. Looking at a pitch, just out of the zone. Two and oh. And this pitch will miss as well, and it's 3-0. Now, Hunter's not getting in the zone, but he's close.
He's been around the plate. Now, he has walked 3 so far in this game, so he's had some control issues.
From the stretch, Hunter brings it back home to the strike zone, 3-1. So Nokomis with some great defense. And again, Nokomis always is known for some great fundamental baseball. Here's a pitch inside. That could have taken a 5-year-old umpire could have called that one as Helton driven off the plate. He will get the base on balls. That one just getting away from Hunter. Now a couple of runners on. And Hillsborough still with a chance to rally here. As Riggs stands in there. Declan Riggs jumps on the first pitch. Here's a drive to left. And the left fielder can't haul it in. 1 run will score. Looks like 2. 2 RBIs, I would call that a hit from my perspective. You got a better view of it.
Oh, definitely. Cade Johnson made a pretty good attempt. He dove for it, just couldn't come up with it.
So a 2 RBI single there, stroked by Riggs.
Which one you like here, kid?
And we have a 6-3 ball game. Now standing in there, Ian Malloy. Here's a lead off a second throw back in time. Malloy grounded to third his first time up. Here's a pitch inside and low. He is the game-tying run. Little chance to change the complexion of this game.
And he's got the size to do it with a home run for sure.
Here comes the delivery from Hunter. This one downstairs. And Hunter just trying to find his way a little bit here, 3-0 count.
Yeah, he had a little control issues. That seems like these walks have been a big, big factor in the scoring.
So 3-0, and you can imagine the batter will keep the bat on his shoulders. And a pitch. And at the letters. And the umpire today giving that high strike.
Pretty much a nice big strike zone. Overall.
And when you get that high strike, that is a good 3-0 pitch, if there ever was one. This time he goes to the downstairs portion of the strike zone in there at the knees. Mixes it up nicely, and now Hunter helping his own cause, a payoff pitch on the way. We are in the bottom of the third, 6-3 Nokomis. Here's a stroke just out of the reach of the third baseman, and the runners will have to stay at second and third as third baseman does a nice job, Eisenbarth, of corralling it and preventing the runner from coming home. Just another good defensive play there by the Skins.
Basically, Sean, he got a good piece of it as the ball was hit hard, and he ricocheted to the outfield, but if he doesn't do that, I think it shot down the line, and I think the runner scored.
Yeah, that was kind of an AstroTurf-type hop, wasn't it?
Well, right, and he slowed that down completely by catching it or getting a big piece of it.
So if you like a challenge, you got it here if you're in Nokomis, as that big five-run explosion. Suddenly those runs aren't just gravy on the biscuits. They are... They're crucial right now, and the go-ahead run standing up there. As Hayden Grossenhider will stand in. Hayden singled his first time up, looking to do some damage, and again, another batter with those long arms and the potential for extension. You hate to see that if you have the bases loaded and you're Nokomis.
Well, no doubt about it, because I tell you what, this Hillsborough team, you got a lot of tall baseball players, don't they?
Well, they sure do. And grounds this one just wide of third base. And again, being aggressive has paid off, as we've seen hitters jump on that first pitch.
Yeah, we've had some good line drive hits. Like I say, Hunter's had a little control issue, and you're figuring he might be laying one in right down the middle. You want to take advantage of it.
Hunter works on the stretch, and he's getting a little help here with the foul balls as suddenly shot fouled into the dirt wide of the catcher. It's an 0-2 count. So we talked about extension, but now Hayden will have to shorten that swing a little bit. And he'll chop this one to third. And Eisenbarth will come home, get the force out. And again, that's a ball player who already had the game plan set. I mean, that's just solid fundamentals. You talk about baseball IQ. He showed it there.
Well, no doubt. I mean, you got to know when that ball's hit to you. If you got time, you definitely want to go home to get that lead runner.
So the rare 5-2 as Spicer will stand in. Spicer walked back in a second. Pitch downstairs. Devin Spicer, another right-handed batter, right-handed dominating dominated lineup like most in the high school game in these parts. Pitch on the inside corner, evens it up at 1-1. I just wonder when the switch hitter phenomenon died. Just like the barefooted kicker showed up in football and then went into a museum. He wound up in Canton.
Yeah, we hadn't seen one of them for a long time. And switch hitting, it just seemed like the ones that even lately have just given it up, they were never hitting as good from the other side.
And if you see a barefooted kicker, someone stole his shoes. It's a 1-2, and no teammate was the same size. 1-2 as he fouls it back to the screen. Hunter with a chance to get out of the jam. But here's a shot to right field. And, boy, great job of the right fielder. I thought that one was going to drop. But, boy, Matthew did a great job to track it down.
Did indeed. And, yeah, we are dealing with a little breeze out here, so that makes it a little more difficult play in those fly balls.
So Hillsborough collects two runs in the inning, but, boy, the damage certainly could have been worse. They had the potential for big things, bases loaded, nobody out. But, you know, Nokomis once again putting out the fire, and, again, defense getting it done.
Defense got it done for Nokomis that inning. Remember, Hillsborough almost left, or no, Nokomis almost left the bases loaded the inning before, but came up with that big hit that drove in the two runs.
All right, we will take a break, and we'll come back to you with the top of the fourth after this. You're listening to High School Baseball on WSMI. Well, standing up there, heading toward the plate after they clean it off, is number five for the Redskins, and that is Thornton. Thornton walked and scored his last time up. Looks at the first pitch from Vogel. Number nine hitter to start things off. Lyons and Allman waiting in the wings. Here's a pitch in there for a called strike. Vogel seems to have found his way.
He did a pretty good job. Remember, he comes in with the bases loaded and nobody out, so it's not an easy situation no matter what.
1-1 pitch catches the outside corner. 1-2. Pitch upstairs and outside. 2-2. -82 degrees right now. -2 count. Here's the delivery. This one hit a mile high in the infield into foul territory, and a third baseman can't haul it in. And you know what? The Sun's standing right there over third base. I don't think he had a problem at first. He called off the pitcher nicely, so he didn't have a collision. But the ball moved into that territory where that old friend of ours, 93 million miles away, wreaked havoc.
Yeah, he looked like he had it, but you got to believe the old Sun just got in his eye right at the last second.
3-2, the payoff pitch comes, and it's low and away, and Mr. Thornton will hit the base paths again for the third time today. Now, Brenton Lyons back to the top of the order. Brenton walked and scored last time up. Here's the throw to first as Thornton gets back in time. Lyons back in there in the box. Pitch outside. And it's 1-0. And 6-3 score here. Top of the fourth. Nokomis on top. Here's a shot to left field, right along the foul fair borderline, just inside fair territory. And the left fielder hauls it in and does a great job to keep the runner at first.
Yeah, he had plenty of time to make the catch, so he kind of lined himself up where he could make a strong throw into the infield.
So F9 and Allman is in there. And again, I'm partial any time I see the number 9, the magic of Ted Williams, the that guy. I still don't know if he's from this planet. I still think Ted Williams is from Krypton.
Very possible. He definitely was in his own league when you think about it.
How you do that? Hit 400, go off to World War II, fly a plane, and you're darn good at that. Then you come back to baseball, and you're hitting darn near 400. And that's like, yeah, I'll be a fighter pilot again, even though they switched to jets. Then he was awesome in Korea, too. And then he was awesome in baseball again. Unbelievable story. So you can call Tom Brady the greatest athlete of all time. He's not even the best in the history of Boston. Here's a pitch outside. Goes to 3-0. The opinions of Sean Blinn are not necessarily those of WSMI, but they are factual. That's what I always say.
I have to just go along with you.
Here's the 3-0 outside. And the walk issued, and now runners at first and second. And Mr. Engelman stands in. Engelman, part of the big hit parade for Nokomis last time up. Here's the pitch. Boy, that, and again, that's another high strike. And again, they've been consistent. Another one on the letters. And we all know letters aren't created equally. Some are higher than others. There's a pitch outside in the corner. Now if I'm sitting there as a coach, I'm going to put the letters. If I'm a coach, I'm going to put the letters down by the navel.
I don't know if you can get away with that. Really, it's supposed to be the armpits, isn't it? Yeah, under them.
You know, whatever loophole you can find, here's a pitch that gets away and in the dirt.
Kurt's 24-hour heavy and light-duty towing in Litchfield has tires for your car, truck, SUV, and semi. They do exhaust work, offer roadside assistance, machine shop work, and can tow anything from your motorcycle to a fully loaded tractor trailer. When you need a tow, just remember Kurt's Towing, 324-2400.
WSMI-FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carlinville, and Greenville.
Little power supply issue, but we're back at it. As we have a runner at second and third, and I hate when that happens. Just a little recap.
Well, not much going on right now. You got Drake Vogel still having a little control issues, Sean. He's walked three since coming into this game.
Right now working with a was ahead on the count there, as it's a 3-2 count. Working to Engelman. Here's a pitch chopped to the screen. Another payoff pitch forthcoming. Cooper Bertolino on deck. Pitch in there for a called strike. And he strikes out looking. A big break there for Vogel.
He got the strike he needed there. And really, if the batter doesn't swing, I think that's a ball. But it worked out for him.
So Hillsborough with a chance to escape the jam. Two down and runners at second and third. Here comes Cooper. Cooper jumps on the first pitch. chopped to first, and boy, just like that, Nokomis with the potential for a big inning. Boy, it's over almost as fast as it started.
Well, it started with bad control issues, and then he got that strikeout, and then the next batter just grounds out. So it worked out well for Vogel, and hopefully he's got a few more bullets left in his gun there.
Boy, two teams that really know how to play defense. We've really seen a clinic, haven't we?
Yeah, they've played really solid defense. We've had a couple great plays by Nokomis, one in the outfield and the second baseman making that double play. And overall, just solid play on both sides.
Well, no runs scored for the Redskins. We'll head off to the bottom of the fourth. You're listening to High School Baseball on WSMI. Here's the first pitch to Drew Willman from Hunter, and just off the zone, 1-0. You know those old financial disclaimers, they speed up. Maybe we could do the end of an inning that way. The three hits, I can't even do it. Can't even imitate it. Here's a drive to right, and this one gets in the teeth of that swirling wind. And, boy, the right fielder doing a great job of what I'd call stay-at-home defense.
Yeah, you never know with the wind out there, but he made the catch. That's what it comes down to.
He shifted his feet like he was ready for prom.
He was doing the two-step out there, I tell you.
And if you're ready for prom, you're in trouble because I think it already happened. All right, so one down. Back to the top of the order. Couple of back-to-back nice plays by old Ricky out there in right. 1-0 count. Pitch to Dylan Small. In there for a called strike. Small walked and scored his last time up. Hillsborough would like to add another tally here and close the gap. A three-run gap. Hunter's pitch low and away. And you're looking at a 2-1 count. Here's the 2-1. And a swing and a miss. Boy, nice movement there.
Yeah, you've seen him for the breaking ball sometimes. It's really impressive looking. And the key is he's only struck out one batter. And it seems like he'd strike out more than he does. But I guess you got to give Hillsborough the credit there.
Yeah, Greg Maddux won a game here and there, and he never really racked up that many Ks.
No, you're right there, and all you want is people to make minimal contact, not hard contact, just contact.
I'll take Greg's record over a strikeout record any day.
And you get to pitch more of the game when you think about that. A lot less pitches.
And as he's working on that honey-do list, he probably has a little less arthritis in the elbow. 2-2, and here's a pitch in there. Downstairs, a wave and a miss, and quickly two down. That was a nasty pitch.
Yeah, like I say, he's not consistent. He's walked, four in this game. That's where he basically got in trouble in that one inning. But when he's got that pitch going, I don't think they're going to make real good contact on it.
Big Mr. Vogel up there with two down trying to start something. Looks at strike one, 0-1. Got that elbow raised nice and high. Good fundamental hitter. Chops it foul, wide to third. And he's in an 0-2 hole. You know, that's one thing you talk about, the fundamentals. It is a beautiful thing, the youth baseball in this area, because you know how it is. You go to other areas, and the defense sometimes can be hard to watch.
Well, I won't say it's perfect, but you know, they do start at a young age.
Here's a nice drive to shallow right. Did we get another? No, the right fielder couldn't haul it in. Gets away from me, has to retreat. And a little landmine skipping around out there in right field. This time not able to work any magic there, old Ricky. And Vogel will jump to second base.
And basically tried to make a sliding catch. He got a good jump on that one, Sean, but bottom line, it just sunk too quick for him.
So Vogel jumps into scoring position. And Tietgen's up there. Tietgen flew out at a pretty mean drive to center field last time. And runner Vogel getting back to second in time. Sean Bellette, Carl DeBar here on WSMI, serving Mid-Illinois at the Diamond. There's a shot to right center field. This will be a tough play. As Abel's single and reach, Tietgen. Now Helton in there. So an RBI hit there by Tietgen, and boy, a big hit. Those two out hits are huge in a two-run game.
Huge hit there, gets that Miller run home, and a really good play by center fielder Ullman as he cut it off from going to the fence.
Helton in there with an 0-1 count. Pitch low and inside. Catcher does a nice job to stay in front of it. 1-1. So Hillsborough continues to narrow the gap. Vogel comes home. Here's a pitch in there, boy. Yeah, I mean, that one was like almost laser guided.
Side corner. That's where you want them.
Pitching there for that called strike, and here we go. Hillsborough down to their last strike of the inning once again. Here's a shot to center field, straight away center, and again that wind seems to be playing some games as the center fielder had a good track on it, had to retreat, but the center fielder Allman hauling it in nicely.
Another good play by Allman. Like I say, he kept the runner stay at first and play before, and there he just got a good read, I'd say. I thought that ball had more, would have had more carry than it did, but it didn't.
Yeah, he got all of it, but the ball floating up just a little bit and retreats and comes up with it. Hillsborough gets another run, though. 6-4 is your score as the visitors from Nokomis are on top. The top of the fifth coming up next as we will see Nokomis send up the 5, 6, and 7 hitters coming up next. You're listening to High School Baseball on WSMI. As Sean Bellette and Carl DeBar. Here's a drive that the pitcher will handle, I believe. I think he got the tag, yes. As old Ricky is out. Nice bit of fielding there from the pitcher.
Yeah, well, of course, we know where he came from. He was the shortstop, so he's a good fielder.
So the play there unassisted. The old G1. Here's Eisenbarth. Pitch outside. Eisenbarth has distinguished himself out in the field today. Ryan looks at a called strike. 1-1. These guys have handled the duty today, as we've seen Vogel go deep since coming in relief. And Ryan fouls it out of play. Looks like a little extra shield there as Ryan has maybe seen the rougher side of the game of baseball or another sport out there, and it takes a certain amount of mental toughness to hang in there.
It does, and it looks to me like both these pitchers have actually found their groove, at least for right now, except for that pitch.
Pitch moves outside, gets away from the catcher. No consequence, though, with nobody on. And we have a 2-2 count. 6-4-year score, top of the fifth. One down for the Redskins. Left-handed batter stands in. And this one chopped in the dirt. Just a nice, comfortable afternoon out here. Here comes the pitch. This one's stroked to short, and it'll be a close one. He'll whip it there nicely. The first baseman had to dig a little bit, but a 6-3 putout nonetheless.
Yeah, good play. Like you say, I thought it'd be even closer. But let's see. It's Devin showed that he had a strong arm over there at shortstop.
So a 6-3 putout. And Hunter's back up there. Rowers stands in, right-handed batter. Doubled earlier, had a nice shot in this contest. And helping his cause in a big way. As Nakoma said, a 5-run. Here's a shot handled by the pitcher, a hot shot. And he will make the run to first, take no chances. Vogel just, again, fundamentally sound. Didn't take any chances, goes with the soft toss, and he had to hustle to get there.
Oh, yeah. Well, you could, like I say, he's their shortstop, I guess, when he's not pitching. So he knows how to field the ball well.
So there you have it. The Redskins held scoreless in that half frame. And we'll go to the bottom of the fifth, 6-4-year score with the Redskins on top. You're listening to high school baseball, and we'll have a pitching change coming up. We'll tell you about that. You're listening to WSMI. Well, back to business here. The number five hitter, the 5, 6, and 7 hitters for Hillsborough to start things up. Declan Riggs here in the bottom of the fifth. And a new pitcher for Nokomis. Here's the first delivery, low and inside. And just tell us about the lineup changes, Carl DeBar.
All right, for pitching, we have coming in Ryan Eisenbarth. He's going to pitch and going to, no, I take it back. He's in the outfield. Let me get the numbers here. I was writing it down. He asked me.
You learned from me.
Yeah, I didn't have it down.
Yeah. I'm contagious. And unlike COVID, there's not a vaccine for that. So 1-1 as Eisenbarth will go to work. We'll do the full wind. And got a little can of corn here, I believe. This one's drifting. That wind making the baseball a little more adventurous and moody and indecisive. I think I'm going to go to the outfield. Nah, stay in the infield. Nah, outfield. It's just that kind of moment right now in the game as that wind has really picked up. So one down for Hillsborough. Really not that it's that intense of a wind, but I guess it's just it's got a little circular activity, a little drifting. Here's a pitch inside as the big man, Mr. Malloy, stands in there. Malloy singled. Last time up, pitch on the outside corner, and the count evens up at 1-1. Six to 4-year score, Hillsborough narrowing the gap with the run last half inning, or their last half inning on offense. Pitch downstairs and away, 2-1. Two-one offering, hit out of play. So the count will move to 2-2. You've got 8 more outs to play with, plenty of time, but hey, I'd like to get a tally or two here if you're Hillsboro. Here's the delivery. And here's a shot to second, fielded cleanly, and a 4-3 put out. The infield getting the job done today in 2 outs. And again, Eisenbarth wearing face protection. You know, it's hard to know. I didn't get any intel on how he was hurt, but again, with all these sports stacked on top of each other, it has been a spring to remember. So now standing in Hayden, Grossenhider. Grossenhider looks at ball one. Grossenhider trying to start something here with 2 outs. Looks at a pitch outside. And being a little selective and getting on the bases, that's the key. You don't have to do like the majors and just try to hit a 5-run homer with no one on. And try to hit that upward. You know, it's nice to see just guys play baseball the way it's meant to be. A level swing. Not trying to get on, you know, the WSMI version of Sports Center. That's why we don't have any da-da-da, da-da-da sound effects. 3-0. There's a pitch in there right at the belt. In for a called strike, catching the outside corner. 3-1. Eisenbarth. Throws it on the 3-1, and that one's down low, and Grossenhider, your first base runner of the inning. And we were just talking to the umpire, and he actually was at the service for Grace this morning, and you know, that's the reason this ball game was moved, and boy, he just really opened this game up on a great tone, didn't he? Did no PA system and really addressed the crowd beautifully.
Yeah, he did a great job, and he always does, and Louis. And he's been one of the umpires that's gathered other umpires and referees in football. And yeah, we just lack a lot of those, if you know what I mean, Sean. It's not easy to find umpires anymore.
Boy, versatility sure is a beautiful thing. Here's a pitch from Eisenbarth that gets away from the catcher outside, and the runner will advance to second. So now you make your own luck. Grossenhider's over at second base in scoring position for Devin Spicer. Here comes a 1-0 pitch. This one is chopped to short. And the ball slows down just a little bit. Shortstop tries to rush the throw, gets out of the reach of the first baseman. I just said make your own luck, and a runner will score. You know, kind of pumped a little bit, and that chopper just all of a sudden looked like a car out there on 55 that saw the state police. And I better slow 10 miles an hour below the speed limit.
I tell you, Sean, he did not really have a chance. It was a mistake to make that throw for sure.
So, a break for the Hilltoppers. We have a 1-run ball game, 6-5. And back to the bottom of the number 9 hitter, as the bottom of the order tries to bring the top into play in this half inning. Drew Woolman hit a nice shot to right field last time up. Takes a look at a called strike.
I do have his scoop for Eisenbarth's injury. He ran into one of his own players in a ball game, broke his nose. So that's why he's wearing the protective gear.
That's why I don't dance, because I'm always running into people.
Yeah, let's face it, you get a pop-up. And we've seen a lot of bad collisions on TV or just anywhere. And sometimes those things happen.
So a swing and a miss, 0-2 count, and Nokomis trying to get out of this half inning with that one-run lead still intact. Here's the 0-2. This one fouled. Back beyond the concession area. Oh, 2 once again. Pitch downstairs and away. And it's 1-2. You know, Hillsborough rallying the way you need to rally, you know, little by little. No one's forcing it. No one's trying to hit that five-run homer.
And again, Sean, I go back to, boy, that walk. That darn walk comes back home to hurt you again.
1-2 on the way. Here's another shot. Will it stay in play? No. Fouled off to the right side. Eisenbarth in relief, and trying to close out a victory here for Nokomis on the road. Here's a pitch, hit out to right center field, and that one will drop, and it will go almost to the fence. One run will score. Folks, we have a tie ball game, and it could be different here as he'll dig in for home. Inside the park, homer. Oh, let me tell you, he was in there like a quarter horse in the Preakness as he saw the window, and he found another gear as he rounded third.
Wow, oh, wow. I can't believe he was coming home. I thought, well, you know, he's really motoring to third. He'll get there. And sure enough, he beat the throw and just barely.
You
know, catcher tried to make a swipe tag, just couldn't get a contact on him.
Talked about changing speeds with that hit to short. That was, you know, I think the outfielder didn't hesitate, wasn't casual. He just, he all of a sudden showed he had a six-speed gearbox.
He sure did. He just motored all the way around.
So pitch downstairs to the next hitter, back-to-back balls. As we once again have reached the top of the order with Dylan Small. So the number nine hitter comes through in a big way. Inside the park homer for Willman. All I can tell you is it would take a 700-foot fence down the right field line for me to get an inside the park homer.
Well, then wouldn't you need a little nap at second, though? Honestly, that's a long run.
I'd probably take the nap at first. 2-0 pitch. That one. Upstairs, a 3-0 count. Tough pill to swallow for Nokomis, dominating 5-1 at one point. Now they trail 7-6, should say 6-1 lead they had, and here's a walk issued to Small, and again, always hard when the number nine hitter gets that big hit, and then you're back to the top of the order. That's salt in the wounds.
Well, it's salt in the wounds, but I tell you, it's usually the big innings. When those lower part of the lineup makes a play, gets on base, it seems to just fire up the team.
And Woman got all that baseball. The biggest shot we've seen of the day.
Biggest shot, and it's against the good. What wind did we have? About 15 miles an hour, and it's definitely against it when you're hitting it in this field.
Yeah, so the jet stream apparently moving out to right at this point, and we got the airport on the other side of the trees, but this is kind of a launching pad of its own.
Yeah, they've had some good hits, no doubt. Now, let's see. I was trying to read that. So he's just short of 375 feet.
One of the tougher things, and again, you talk about getting umpires. And it's probably for the best that basketball didn't go to a shot clock. I think that would scare some people off from refereeing. This whole pitch count business, you have to be an umpire and an accountant.
You're right, and I haven't even got into that part. I believe it's 100 pitch, and if they can't start another inning, if they hit that number, there's so many rules on that, it's hard to keep track of.
Umpire and CPA. Do your taxes between innings. There's a pitch to Vogel on the outside corner. Yeah, Vogel's done a great job of steadying the ship and really setting the stage for this rally.
Well, in his pitching, but also his defense as the pitcher, he's made two good plays himself.
Vogel looks at a called strike, 0-1. Big drive to right center by Drew Willman. Inside the park homer, two-run homer. Has now given Hillsborough the lead. Vogel jumps on this pitch, hits it to the deep infield, and hauled in there by the second baseman as Engelman will take care of business. And Nokomis is out of the inning, but not without damage. A tough blow there. Two-run inside the park homer from the number nine hitter, Drew Willman. And now the Redskins will have to rally. Coming up, we'll bring you the top of the sixth. You're listening to High School Baseball on WSMI. And we're back to the business of baseball as Cade Johnson stands in for Nokomis. Top of the sixth, left-handed batter trying to start something here, a rally for the Redskins. There's a word we didn't expect to be using here. Inside corner, 0-1. 8-9-1 hitters to start things off for Nokomis. Here's a chop, just out of the reach of the second baseman. Took a nice launch for it. But Engelman make that small with fall just short, and a nice piece of hitting there as Johnson will reach. And that will bring up Thornton. Thornton has done some damage with his eyes as much as anything. Selective, driving up the pitch count for the opposition. Racked up a couple of walks on the day, scored a run. He's going to make you get it in that zone. Right now he's doing that again, 1-0 count. Now he shows bunt, a nice one. Holy cow! Yeah, you know, like I keep talking about the runway. Vogel, it seemed like he just came out of somewhere like he was out of the Air Force inventory.
Yeah, he's quite the defensive player, isn't he? I guess I miss seeing him at short, but he's made now three great plays as a pitcher defensively.
I have no idea how he got to the foul line that fast.
Well, he not only got there, he was past it and came back and made a quick flip to first base.
I mean, pardon me, kids, you've never seen the cartoon, but it reminds me of when I was a kid and bing, 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 ricochet rabbit. I mean, that was flying around. Here's the ball gets away from the catcher, and the runner will advance to third. So you never can see. You never can exhale, I'll learn that word, and relax in this game.
No, you can't, and it don't take much. What do we have, a walk and then an inside the parker that totally changed this game right now.
And a great job by Johnson on the base paths to get over to third, just being opportunistic. Here's a chop to short, fielded nicely, and, boy, there's a good whip there to first, 6-3 put out as, boy, Spicer got that one on the money.
Yeah, he played in just a little bit. That helped, and then he fielded it quickly. Looked the runner back. That's all you have to do. And if he's not running toward home, he throw to first and get the out.
So here we go. Back to Allman now. Here's a pitch outside, and Lowe gets away. Aumann walked last time up. Wave and a miss. Wicked pitch there by Mr. Vogel.
Like we say, he's a tall, slender guy, so you imagine he can get a lot of movement with that long arm reach.
Here's the 1-2. This one driven out to left field, drifting into foul territory. What a play by the infielder ranging out there to the outfield. Boy, the shortstop tracked it down like a bounty hunter.
Woo. Well, I can't believe he made the play. I thought, well, the outfielder's the ideal one to make that play, but he wasn't going to get there in time. And old Devin, he just kept going and going until he caught it.
Boy, working a tricky sun field. You know, the sun started peeking out, but he didn't lose it. He was all over it like a bloodhound, and a huge play there.
And, you know, that ball was, you know, that's a good 100 feet away from the infield, so he went a long, long ways from that shortstop position.
So good defense leaves Johnson stranded at third. Still a one-run ball game as we head to the bottom of the sixth. Hillsborough, a late bloomer in this one, leading 7-6. You're listening to High School Baseball on WSMI. Jace Tietken stands in. He singled last time up. As Eisenbarth returns to the mound for another inning of relief. Pitch low and away, 1-0. Hillsborough, you figured at this point they'd still be looking to rally, but right now they're instead looking for insurance. Here's a nice chopper to short, and it's going to be a great 6-3 put out there as the runner was on his horse, but gets it done, and really some great shortstop play of late.
Yeah, we've seen both teams have some good shortstop. That was Austin Thornton. He made a good play. I was thinking that was going to be an infield hit when they left the bat, but he got to it, made a hard, strong throw.
So one down for the Toppers. Here's a pitch. This one could play for the catcher. Nope, it will go out of play. Helton. Well, he had a nice drive to center last time up. Oh, one count. Pitch in there for a called strike. Right now, Ryan doing a great job, Ryan Eisenbarth, of getting ahead of the hitters in this half inning. As Nokomis will look to rally in the top of the seventh. Here's the pitch, the full wind. This one upstairs, and that one was, Ryan wasn't hunting for plastic, but the baseball was going right toward that helmet, and Helton gets away in time. 1-2. Here's the pitch, sets up on the outside corner. Catcher tries to frame it nicely, but just off the corner, and it will go to 2-2. Two offering from Ryan. And that one just a little upstairs. 3-2, the old payoff pitch, as the Hilltoppers look to get some insurance. Here's a poke out to center. This one's drifting and drifting. And this one's going to be an extra base hit. Nice shot out to right center field. I thought it was a good shot, but that one carried a little more than I expected.
Yeah, that one more on the line drive variety, and outfielders weren't going to get to it. But still, I think the wind holds it up a little bit, or otherwise I think that goes the fence real easy.
So, nice double there for Helton. Blaze Helton. There was ever a better name for a hitter? I haven't heard it. That sounds like a great name from the first half of last century. Blaze and Cap and all of the other great names. Pepper. But two on, a runner in scoring position as Riggs stands in, left-handed batter. Working against a righty. Pitch downstairs and inside. Declan Riggs. Lined out to short the last time. Bat locked and loaded. And swings and misses at a pitch in the lower portion. As Hillsborough working with one out here, trying to close it out in the top of the seventh after this. Here comes the delivery from the stretch. Good lead over there at second. To the belt, winds, fires, and this one will go inside too, just off the lead arm there. And I believe we have a 3-1 count, if I'm reading the light bulbs properly. 3-1 delivery. This one catches the outside corner, and a payoff pitch on the way. Big moment here from Nokomis. Trying to keep it a one-run game. And tie it up or rally to get the lead back in the top of the seventh. And a pitch downstairs. So actually it was a 2-1 count. My apologies. Again, I think it's off to the eye doctor for me. And this time the pitch low and inside, and there will be a free pass. Runners at first and second. It does open up a force-out opportunity. You know, and again, Hillsborough, you know, you talk about it, it's all attitude here. They never panicked, and they righted the ship. And the only way you do how, only way you know how, and that's the steady way.
Yeah, steady. They didn't score all those runs in one inning. They kind of pecked away at the lead. Throughout the whole game.
Now Malloy stands in there. Malloy chops it to short. Shortstop will have a tough play. Did he get it? He got it. Wow. Shortstop with a nice whip there as Thornton takes care of business. Runners still advance to second and third.
Well, that's still a big out, but I almost thought, unless the third baseman was out of position, he could have just got the force at third, been possibly easier.
So, a 6-3 put out, and Helton's back in there, walked and scored on that Willman inside the park round tripper. Pitch upstairs and inside, ball one. Spicer on deck. Hilltoppers would like to add a run here. Take a little pressure off the pitcher. And this one pays the price with the oblique muscles, but toughs it out, takes a shot off the old rib cage, and the teammates appreciate it. They don't care how you get on, just get on. Within reason.
Within reason. Well, no doubt. Yeah, that's seven walks and two hit batsmen. So a lot of free passes have been given out from Nokomis today.
Now we move on to Spicer. Spicer. Spicer jumps on the first pitch, handled by the shortstop. He'll go for the force at second. Boy, that was a close one. Bang, bang, play. But they get it done, and boy, that was by a razor-thin margin.
Razor-thin, of course, it saves a run. So, Mr. Austin Thornton, a couple big plays here in the last couple innings.
So Austin keeps it well within reach, a one-run game. It's a do-or-die top of the seventh for the Nokomis Redskins. We'll bring it to you right after this. You're listening to High School Baseball on WSMI. Well, it certainly has been an interesting afternoon, even before we got started. And I started the afternoon going to that beautiful baseball diamond at Hillsborough High School. But you're saying, what diamond? Well, it was there in my imagination. Starting off top of the seventh here as Nokomis tries to rally. And jumping on the first pitch and fouling it out of play is Engelman. Engelman struck out looking at just a nasty pitch last time up. Reached back in the third. One of the runners that came home in that explosive third inning for the Redskins. Looks at ball one, a 1-1 count. Jumps on another pitch. Fouls. That was a nice hack.
Yeah, let's see. You know, with a one-run game, we figure if they get that one guy on, that means the potential lead run who comes to bat every time. You got to wonder if Vogel can not walk that batter, because that seems to be when something starts every game.
Here comes the 1-2. Right down the heart of the plate, in there for a called strike. And Engelman, boy, that one kind of threw everybody a curve.
And how about that? That's only his second strikeout, and that was his best-looking pitch we've seen all day.
There are the moments you wish this was television, I'll tell you, and that was one of them. So Vogel will go to work against Bertolino. This pitch low and away. One and oh. Full wide for Vogel. And a swing and a miss from Bertolino, and Cooper is in an 0-2 hole. On deck, Ulrike. Here's a chopper to second and should play 4-3 putout for Dylan. Dylan Small takes care of it beautifully.
Hasn't this happened quickly? We haven't seen this quick of two outs in a long time.
So it's all up to Matthew to keep this game alive for the Redskins. But he is the game-tying run. Pitch outside. One and oh. Vogel in long relief here this afternoon. Here's a shot. This will play for the center fielder. And this one is history. What a comeback by the Hillsborough Hilltoppers. 21 for grace, if you will. And a come-from-behind victory. This was an outstanding baseball game here this afternoon. Hope you enjoyed it. We'll be back to wrap it up after this. Sean Belen and Carl DeBar bringing you the action and recapping this Hillsborough victory after this. You're listening to High School Baseball on WSMI. Sean Belen and Carl DeBar here is, boy, Nokomis was in control at one point with a monster third inning, six runs scored in that third inning, and you thought they may have had a W in their pocket, but Hillsborough had a lot to say about that as they charged back. It was, a five-run third inning, both teams getting a single tally in the first. And you look at what Hillsborough managed to do. You know, you get a two-out rally, you make things happen there. They didn't waste any time right there in the bottom of the third, and they just started to chip away. Got another tally in the fourth. And the big blow, Drew Willman with that nice poke out there to right center field. Got up in the old jet stream, as I like to say. And just patience. And Vogel coming in like he left the firehouse, came in and put the fire out and took care of business here this afternoon.
Yeah, he sure did. And I was going to say on that Williams home run, that's the one I want to see on TV. Because I don't know how he got home so quick. It was like a perfect run all the way around to take the lead with a two-run inside the park home run. How exciting of a ball game can you – how can you beat that? The most exciting play is an inside the park homer. So I was impressed. And Vogel did a great job. He was sharper, I think, the last two innings. Well, obviously, the last inning was his best. So he had a heck of a game. But that – well played by both teams. Don't you think defensively we've seen one of the better games we've seen all year?
I mean, it really was. We saw it, too. It wasn't just about a shortstop or two. We saw it from the battery. We saw it in the outfield. And we saw it in the infield. Some of those plays at shortstop, I'll tell you what, that big run out there where the shortstop got into the outfield and did the old Willie Mays, I can't talk today. Let's go back. 3-2-1. Oh, that's right. This is live. The Willie Mays style over-the-shoulder catch. That was something.
That was about as good a play as I've seen. And I really thought he had zero chance. But, yeah, and I was going to say that Landon Engelman for Nokomis made a couple great plays, made that double play at second base. And then you look at Ullman out in the outfield, made a couple great throws. Besides making good catches, it's just good defense.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely love this game. And Vogel comes on and gets a victory. And yeah, a tough break. I thought Hunter did a great job on the mound for Nokomis. Tough pill to swallow.
Well, you don't have to worry about that. They left.
I know I'm in the clear.
No, he did a good job. And I imagine. You know, they have this pitch count thing. And if you pitch so many pitches, you can't pitch for 3 or 4 days. This has to be in the manager's mind, too. So you got to figure that a lot of times they're trying to pitch two different guys every day so they have them for extra pitches in another game.
Well, Hunter's family left a few minutes ago, but I think they're still too close where they can circle back and take care of business.
They might still get you later. You never know. But, yeah, I was impressed by both teams. Hillsborough, well, it was or do or die in this respect. They were 7-7. Now they got a winning record, and that's always great to leave the weekend, go into the weekend with.
So the Toppers top the competition, and you'd like to think Grace was somewhere enjoying this this contest this afternoon. It just, I'll tell you what, I think it left everybody, you know, the umpire left everybody with a good feeling here in the ballpark.
Yeah, and like you say, he did a great job doing a little ceremony and a little pause for Grace, and just good to see so many people out and about, too, here in Hillsborough.
I tell you what, Brian may have to hire him because he got some good plugs in. He got a good plug in for the concession stand. He's a natural-born promoter.
Yeah, I won't disagree with you. In fact, he's one that gets a lot of people and sets up umpiring crews sometimes. So he is a promoter.
Umpire, promoter, pitch man, he's got it all covered. Well, Carl, it was enjoyable, and thanks again for, boy, just taking in another beautiful day of baseball.
Well, I thank you, and I think we had a great day. I wish it would have stayed like this the whole game. I tell you, when the sun's not beating down on you, it feels great out here in this breeze, don't it?
Oh, heavenly, heavenly. It's like an ocean breeze. It's just a great feeling. But I want to thank Jennifer back at Mission Control, and thank all of you for listening. It's been a fun one, but your final score, the Hillsborough Hilltoppers dig out of a 6-1 hole and collect a 7-6 victory over the Nokomis Redskins. You've been listening to WSMI live from the Hillsborough Sports Complex. We'll see you next time at the Diamond.